Kiddushin Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. His kanchi li bekos zeh shel yayim v'nimseh shel dvash. Person says to a woman that he wants to be mekadosher with this kos that's yayin, and it turns out it's dvash. Taisanta brings from the tour that this is obviously where it was covered over, where she couldn't recognize what it was. Because if she actually saw what it was, that's a whole different story, because she knows what it is. Now this dvash, Taisanta also says, is a drink. It was a drink that, I guess, had a lot of honey. It was a honey type of drink. It's not just regular honey, because honey is not liquid like that. People don't drink honey like that. Shel dvash v'nimsa shel yayin. Or, if he's mekadosher with dvash, and it turns out that it's wine, b'dinar zeh shel kesef v'nimsa shel zav. Or he says that he's mekadosher with this dinar of kesef, and it turns out that it's gold. Shel zav v'nimsa shel kesef, or vice versa. He says gold, and it turns out to be silver. Amanashani Osher v'nimsa ani. He says on condition that he's rich, and really he's poor. Ani v'nimsa asher, or vice versa. Poor, and he's found to be rich. Eina mekudeshes. All these cases not mekudeshes. And even the case where, for example, where he says he's mekadosher with silver, and it turns out to be gold, that's also not mekudeshes, even though it's better, because sometimes people like to have kesef. There may be a need. Let's say they needed to use silver to add on to a certain item, to fix the item, or whatever the case is. Sometimes it's more valuable to them. And also, many of these cases, I believe it's the Rambam that holds, and when we say it's not mekudeshes misafik. Because it's possible he's mekadeshes, we just require a get, or we require him to be mekadesher again. L'chayra. Rabbi Shimon Omer im hita l'shvach mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon says if he tricked her, but what he tricked her with was better, then it is mekadeshes. In other words, if he says that what he's giving her is kasef, and it turns out to be something of greater value, let's say it's gold, it is mekadeshes. And the Gemara says on this that the real machleik is between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is really only one case where she sent a shliach and she just said, go meet Mekadosh from this guy, he's going to give me for example, a silver coin. And then the shliach goes and behold, it's a gold coin. So in that case, when she just said, go take that from my husband because it's a silver coin, was she saying that she's expecting a silver coin and it has to be a silver coin? Or was she just saying, as a matter of fact, that's what she thinks she's getting, but she doesn't really care. So Shimon holds, that's the case, she doesn't care. It was just a mari makum. But in a case where she was actually tricked, even Reb Shimon agrees, because it's a mefurish mishnah, in Baba Basra, if a person sells wine and it turns out to be vinegar or the opposite, everybody can go back. It's a mekach tos. So obviously the case is different over here, because on that Reb Shimon would agree.